Texas is one of 12 states voting on Super Tuesday next week, and Republicans there are a little nervous. Less than 2 years ago, Republican Senator John Cornyn won 48% of the Hispanic vote during his reelection. But in an election season dominated by calls to build a wall with Mexico and deport every immigrant who's in the country illegally, some fear that years of outreach is being undone. Ashley Lopez of member station KUT in Austin reports.
Republican operatives use Cornyn's election as proof conservatives can continue to win statewide elections in Texas. That's even as the Hispanic vote, which on a national level leans Democratic, keeps growing. Outreach to Latinos was a big part of his campaign.
Mi papá, el senador Cornyn, se ha ganado la confianza y respeto de muchas personas de todas partes de Texas.
That's Cornyn's daughter introducing her father in Spanish in an ad that ran all over the state. Republican operative Brendan Steinhauser helped Cornyn with that election.
If you show respect to people as individuals and as a community, you show up, you break bread, you get coffee, and you show that you're listening to their concerns, you can still have some disagreements on public policy and still end up winning those votes.
Steinhauser is optimistic. Republicans have a good future in Texas, even if they stand their ground on issues like immigration. The key, he says, is using a respectful tone. But Steinhauser and other Republicans here worry that's not happening in the Republican presidential primary. In a recent Fox News interview, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said all 12 million people who entered the country illegally should be deported.
Listen, we should enforce the law. How do we enforce the law? Yes, we should deport them. We should build a wall. We should triple the border patrol.
Comments like these are why Miguel Martinez plans to vote for a Democrat this year. He's a student at the University of Texas in Austin.
I'm an immigrant. I was born in Mexico and I immigrated here. I have family that are immigrants who are still working on getting here. That's one of my biggest issues deciding because it affects me. You know, personally, it is being talked about on the Republican side, but it's just in a really ugly and like evil manner that really makes me feel like I don't belong here.
Artemio Muniz is a Republican strategist who's trying to win over Hispanic Texans. Muniz says Cruz and Trump could be doing lasting damage to the Texas Republican Party's brand.
It's toxified it, and it's going to be very hard, very difficult as a grassroots organizer to go into neighborhoods and try to convince the prototypical Hispanic voter to vote for the Republican Party.
Even though reaching out to Latino voters in Texas has worked, Muniz says it's been hard to convince national campaigns to tone down the rhetoric.
You have some people that still believe that the current climate is okay. They just sort of, head in the sand mentality where it's campaign-based, where some candidates will say, well, it's not my concern. We have to win the primary.
Steve Munisteri is a former state party chair who says what happened in California in the 90s should be a cautionary tale. The state had been friendly to the GOP until then Governor Pete Wilson, a Republican, pushed an anti-immigrant ballot measure. Now the state Republican Party is a shadow of what it once was.
It seems like they had a big slide among Hispanic voters over a fairly short period of time when Governor Wilson was elected.
Munisteri says Texas Latinos are more conservative than in California, but the Republican Party's long-term health depends on who ends up becoming the nominee. He says if Republicans choose a candidate who doesn't make Hispanic voters feel welcome, then the party, even in Texas, will be in big trouble. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.